This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Good afternoon and welcome to Nation Talk. Today we're speaking with Miles Richardson. Miles, we're attending the Indigenous Guardians Conference. Thanks for joining Nation Talk.
Thank you. It's been a really productive three-day conference.
Can you tell us a little bit about why the conference is going on and your participation?
Well, the Indigenous Leadership Initiative, who's a group of senior Indigenous leaders who are not in office at the moment, who have a lot of experience, a lot to offer, have been supporting governance, development, and land and marine use planning through Indigenous protected areas across Canada for a number of years, and have seen an opportunity and have seen a desire by First Nations to assert their own jurisdiction and get out in their own territories on their own lands and waters and give effect to their responsibility for good stewardship of their territories. It's a really positive, constructive initiative. And when the Government of Canada, a year or so ago, made a commitment to a nation-to-nation relationship, we saw that as the right thing to do. It should have been done 150 years ago, but now the federal government is committed to that. And this area of a Guardians Initiative, a network of Indigenous Guardians programs across the country, giving effect to our common value with Canada of good stewardship of these places we call home, we saw an opportunity to do something really special for the Government of Canada to recognize Indigenous peoples, First Nations, as who we see ourselves, and enable and work with us in partnership to conserve our areas, to build good economies, to address a lot of our social and economic issues. And the Guardians program is a beginning for that. And it should be remembered, it's not a be-all and end-all. It's a beginning for activities which we share in common with Canada.
Yeah, it's a great program. I imagine there's a lot of barriers or challenges that we're facing.
Well, the biggest barriers are in our respective heads. You know, First Nations have been increasingly, I mean, you see all the talk through the Idle No More movement and the various initiatives of First Nations for self-government and self-determination. You see the UN's Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Just for First Nations to stand up and be who they are and carry out their responsibilities in their territories has been a big move and a big initiative recently. And Canada has, for the last 150 years, treated Indigenous people as a nuisance. And through the Indian Act, just try to snuff out our cultures and our relationship to our territories and absorb First Nations into the body politic of Canada, which is the stated purpose of the Indian Act. This commitment to a nation-to-nation relationship is the right thing to do, and so that's a change in attitude. At least it's a change in words. We're trying to take those words, that talk, and turn it into action to help the Government of Canada to walk their talk in a way that's important to both of us.
It's been 3 days at the conference. What do you think folks are taking home with them?
I think they're taking home a realization that there's a lot of other nations, communities and nations across this country who share common values around responsible stewardship, around protecting the integrity of their territories, and have talked to each other here over the past 3 days, have compared notes, have looked at this proposal that the Indigenous Leadership Initiative has brought forward. And that proposal is mainly from our observations over the past few years. And so they've talked about what success looks like in terms of these cooperative initiatives, talked about what the relationship, this nation-to-nation relationship, ought to be in terms of our agreements with the Government of Canada around a Guardians Initiative, and have shown a lot of excitement around moving forward and some strong commitment to moving forward together with this initiative.
commitment always brings up the F word, funding. What do you say to the people that have to decide on where money should go?
You mean the Government of Canada side, yeah, or the Indigenous people?
The funding from Canada.
Well, really important for me to say to the Government of Canada is there's been a lot of talk over recent years about closing the social gaps. Everybody knows the statistics. It's horrible. The suicide rate, the lack of jobs, the lack of education, the lack of health care, no clean drinking water. It's dismal. And through the Kelowna Accord, there was an attempt to put money into closing the social gaps. That hasn't materialized yet. But one thing that I know is the Government of Canada could put all of its budget into closing the social gap for Indigenous people, and they still won't meet those objectives of parity with the rest of Canadians. That spending must be in the context of a nation-to-nation relationship. And what does that mean? That means that the Government of Canada recognizes us as Indigenous people as we see ourselves, as collectives, as nations of people who make decisions through our own authority. And then they use their power, their authority, after they've recognized us, to enable us in a mutually acceptable way, to enable us to address our own issues. That's exactly what this Guardians program is about. And it is about change on the Government of Canada's side. It's about turning around 150 years of a wrong relationship. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission made it absolutely clear. The Royal Commission 20 years ago made it absolutely clear. That relationship needs changing. 150 years of history is not going to be changed overnight. It's going to take a substantial investment in terms of political effort, in terms of money. This is a modest investment in terms of the amount of change that we're looking at and the potential change that is going to come about as a result of this. You know, one of the speakers this morning, Stephen Cacqui, the ex-premier, the Dene leader, ex-premier of the Northwest Territories, said, you know, Canada, after the Second World War, after bombing out all these other countries participating in that, immediately after the ceasefire, spent extraordinary millions and millions of dollars on rebuilding those countries. It's going to take that kind of effort here, and let's smell the coffee. That's what we're talking about. This is a modest program.
Well, Miles, you say it like it is. Thank you very much. Any closing words?
I just really think that the Government of Canada's commitment to developing a nation-to-nation relationship through recognition, through affirmation of our rights, and recognizing who we are as nations, as peoples, is overdue. Like I said, it should have been done 150 years ago. We can't turn back the clock. Let's get at it and let's implement this arm in arm. We can build Canada into what Canada always says it is, a just place, a fair place, where there's respect and room for the human dignity of all of us. We can still build this into the best country on earth. This is a key step in that pursuit.
Thanks for joining Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.